Owls have been called harbingers of death, replacement memories during alien abductions. They've been linked to the Mothman prophecy and have been mentioned since before time was recorded in Native American and First Nation cultures. The owl is one of the most significant animals throughout history to be connected to the supernatural. In cultures all over the world and throughout time, there are stories and legends of this bird of night. Some bring death, others bring about false memories, and sometimes the owl is just a handy form of transportation for witches if they don't have their broom around.
I guess you could say it's owl good.
You are now entering the realm of the Freaky Deaky, an unsuspecting stop at the crossroads of fantasy and reality, where the frayed edges of make-believe seep into this cookie-cutter, white-picket world you've been led to believe is far from extraordinary. What you're about to hear are true stories.
Alleged true stories.
Christian, just... okay? Tales of the strange and inexplicable thought only to exist in film and folklore. Although difficult to accept, we do not know everything about this reality. About time or space, what lies beneath the ocean's depths. And try though we might, the unchanging truth remains. There are some things we legitimately cannot explain logically.
Folks, welcome back to the Freaky Deaky. Once again, we are so thrilled that you're joining us on this beautiful occasion where Christian is going to lead us down the rabbit hole, or perhaps the owl's nest of a very interesting creature. If you are new to the show, you're a fan of dry humor and splash the paranormal with just a teensy weensy little helping of nonsensical soundboard goodness.
No.
You're in for a treat because you are in the right place, my friends. If you can find us on social media at Freaky Deaky Pod, you can send in your stories to the gang at thefreakydeaky.com, and you can buy some of the single greatest merchandise the paranormal community has ever known at thefreakydeaky.com/store. So go check out all those things. In the meantime, let's get into some of these owl stories, huh? I feel like there's not enough puns coming forward, but I'm sure they'll hit me later.
Yeah, unfortunately, you'll probably experience them with me.
I believe it. And you know what? People are known for enjoying our puns. They say that they're a hoot. Isn't that nice? Wow, starting early.
Just going to hell.
Okay, wrong one, but I guess it kind of fits. All we ask is that you check out the show, and if you're a fan of the show, wherever you're listening, rate it 5 stars. Help us beat these pesky algorithms, and if you can do that on YouTube without rating, all you gotta do is like the video, comment your favorite story, or comment, tell us that we're the worst, or whatever. I mean, honestly, whatever works, but just know that I'm gonna forget that I said that we're the worst by the time this comes out, so if you comment that, it's really gonna hurt Christian's feelings, and that's fine. So yeah, just be our guest. Anyway, let's get on with this.
All right, I'm going to start with a little bit of a note on the name owl, and I'm going to borrow this from Joe
Rogan
Giolia at Magellan TV.
Magellan TV?
I think it's at MagellanTV.com. In English, owl is descended from the Old Norse ugla.
Ugla?
Yeah, and earlier Old Teutonic words that are, as noted by the Oxford English Dictionary, derived from the voice of the bird. That's not an owl.
That's a bird, though. Is it not?
Yeah. Better. The Old English name, Ula, dates from 725 CE and is also connected to the Latin noctis,
night,
Ulula, which we can translate as night howl. In German, the bird is called, I used to know how to say this word, Ula.
Nictisgulgen.
Close enough. And French is hibou. Spanish is buhu. Italian, gufu. And in Hindi, ulu.
Ulu.
Spelled similarly to the Old English.
I like how I just made some random bullshit up for German. You're like, yeah, close enough. And then it just moves on.
Yeah.
Like, German listeners are like, actually, not close enough at all, turns out.
Joe Giola. I don't know how to say it. Well, there's going to be some mispronunciations, as our listeners are well aware.
That is kind of the calling card of the show, yes.
So he says, simply put, we've been listening to owls for as long as we've been humans. It is logical, then, that people have wondered what exactly it is that they have to say to us. Rub my large head.
Not now, owl.
Big sharp beak.
Rub my large cowl.
If we were to visit medieval Europe, we would find that the owl holds a special place similar to the bat. Within the lore, owls are the form the escaping witches use, and when you hear one, it signifies the approach of either a witch or death.
Well, that's not great for people that have owls on their property a lot.
Right, exactly. And going a little bit farther into what they are, or the importance of them, at least as far as our show today, from Marcia Davis, and this is at Knox News, so I'm feeling it's Knoxville, Tennessee, if I remember.
Yeah, that or Fort Knox would be really weird, unless it's gold.
Yeah.
A gold owl.
An owl that protects the gold.
Okay.
In North America, Cherokee Indians believed owls and other birds that called at night were embodied ghosts and disguised witches. The Cherokee name for the great horned owl, Skilly, means witch. Owl calls, hoots, and cries are considered omens of evil and were dreaded. Sierra Indians believed great horned owls captured the souls of the dead and took them to the afterworld. Newark Indians believed that after death, the brave and virtuous became great horned owls and the wicked became barn owls. Nobody likes barn owls. Pima Indians gave owl feathers to the dying, perhaps to help them connect with the owls awaiting their soul. Klingli Indian warriors rushed into battle, hooting like owls. And then if you go over to the Middle East, Arabs believed owls were the souls of people who'd been murdered and were waiting for their deaths to be avenged. And in Romania, souls flew to heaven in the form of a white owl. In Transylvania, where we get our good buddy Count Dracula, it's said farmers scared owls out of their fields by walking through their fields naked. West Africa's owls served as messengers to summon witches and wizards to gatherings convened for evil purposes.
Now we're talking.
And of course, in Greece, Athena, the goddess of wisdom, was so impressed. This one's from Deanne Lewis at Owl Pages. Athena was so impressed by the great eyes and solemn appearance of the owl. Having banished the mischievous crow, she honored the night bird by making him her favorite among feathered creatures. So basically every society has
some owl lore.
Yeah. And it's connected to the supernatural. Any questions so far? Any concerns? Have you seen an owl out in the wild?
Yes, I have seen multiple owls out in the wild. I have not had any creeping suspicions about them. Usually it's just kind of a cool thing to see, unless it's closing in on you, taking flight and trying to pick your beans on its way back up. You know, that's not what you want.
Did you see it during the night or day?
I believe I've seen both.
Day is not.
Day wasn't, I don't think it was in a tree. I think the ones I saw in the day were like the burrowing ones, the burrowing owls, the little tiny ones in the desert.
Yeah.
Those are kind of cool though.
Yeah. Typically, I don't know about the desert ones, but typically you're not, if you see them in the daytime, it's something bad's going on.
Well, it was my life at the time, so it checks out.
So we'll get into a couple stories.
We better.
Yeah. This one is from Amaliel.
I'm actually kind of disappointed that in your breakdown of owls and whatnot, the Tootsie Pop owl didn't get a shout out. There was no.
That's
you know, maybe the most famous of owls.
That's the, a large corporation taking over the owl to influence people. Eat its unhealthy suckers.
Yes, yeah, suckers. Take that. Yes, suckers.
And no, still nobody knows how many licks it takes.
I discovered it, but I've never shared the information. And I was a very boring child, turns out.
Well, there's a CIA folder on the actual count because they were paying attention to what your childhood. I mean, even if you're a child and you're trying to count, you're going to lose count.
After about 15. Yeah. Well, I gave it my best.
15 is about when I bit into it anyway. So anyway, she says, when I lived in Texas, I learned that if you see or hear an owl outside as darkness is falling, she is Lechuza stalking you.
A bruja.
You're supposed to yell, pinche puta. I don't know what that means, but
that means shut up, bitch, or
I don't know, man.
No, that's not what's pinche. I don't know. It's been too many years since I worked at McDonald's. I got called a bunch of weird names by old Mexican ladies. Huh. Shout out, Maria. I miss you.
After you yell pinche puta, you're supposed to spit at it and or throw chili powder at it.
Wow. What, you just got some of that in your pocket or what?
I mean, maybe.
Release the chili powder.
Never show fear. Follow up by yelling that she and her kind are not welcome on your property and go in the house. Never speak kindly to it or invite it onto your land or take feathers if it offers. I don't have any sources other than having my own personal creepy experiences in Texas. Cultures worldwide associated owls with death and calamity. What?
I looked it up because I was going to like eat me alive. Literally, it translates to fucking whore.
Oh my gosh.
What, you just throw chili powder at somebody? You fucking whore? I was like, damn, dude, what do I do to you?
I mean, no wonder witches come after humans so much. The way we treat them.
I was close, though. I said, what, shut up, bitch?
Yeah. If you were Jamaican and... Oh, wait, where the hell did... Oh, I'm still in the same one.
Throw your jerk chicken directly at it.
However, there were also remedies to prevent whatever bad thing was about to happen. If you were Jamaican and heard an owl, you called out salt and pepper for your mammy.
Wow.
If French, you threw salt in the fire. If Jewish, you poured water in the courtyard of the house where the owl was heard. You gave up something of value to appease evil spirits. So Mexicans may have had the most sensible remedy. They just covered their ears and pretended not to hear the owl. That is my way.
That's like go-to right there, back up. Don't hear nothing.
That's what I do with ghosts.
Yeah, but if you're covering your ears, how are you going to get chili powder?
I don't carry chili powder, so I'm going to be covering my ears.
Perhaps you should try some, or at the very most, pepper flakes, red pepper flakes from Pizza Hut or something.
Fun fact, I smelled chili powder last night and was sneezing. That's why I don't carry chili powder. Mama told me if you carry chili powder, you're going to run into La Chusa.
And sneeze.
In a Christian world that I created. Helpful Yak 4639 says, same in the Philippines. There are signs of bad luck, someone getting ill soon, or unfortunate accidents. Around the world, they got the lore going on.
They do.
I have basically information on everybody that exists and their belief in owls.
Well, this is the place to share that information, I guess.
If you only knew that's what the people came here for when they read the title.
Moving on to another story.
Let's do that.
Baseball Repulsive 978. My best friend actually saw it. I got close, but didn't see anything. Curse my crappy eyesight. This park had a lake, and we took firewood and made a fire, enjoying an evening in late July, early August 2021. Anyway, we're chatting. We get a bit loud in combo or laughter, but we hear some clear branches breaking, sort of close to the leading of our spot. I don't know what that means, but noticeably far into the bush or tree line. These crunches sound big, like maybe a deer or some other people. Myself and an ex-military buddy of mine call out and raise voices, asking if someone's there. No response, but just in case, I offer they can join us and enjoy the breeze off the lake without the cold, thanks to our fire. We didn't hear any vocal mimicry, but a screech that was extremely loud. It sounded louder than I could muster. It sounded like a screech owl, but unnatural and much, much louder. Naturally, everybody's on edge, exchanging looks, confirming we aren't individually crazy. I have a giant 7-inch survival knife at the ready, and the ex-military friend had a pistol on him, which he also drew, while the three ladies in our group hid behind him. Note to the guys out there, you may have a 7-inch knife, but if your friend has a gun, the girls are going to go to him for protection.
Oh yeah, nice knife.
The Crocodile Dundee out here. Now, he has a knife.
I haven't heard about him in a long time.
Yeah, well, now you have. You're welcome.
My best friend and I approach the tree line, taking only a couple steps in. I stop and strain to see anything, but as my friend moved up, her angle was better, and she saw eyes like saucers. I take it back. The military person with the gun is a female.
Wow. And sexist.
The other females went to the female with the gun. So guys.
Put your knives away.
Yeah. It's not impressing her. Metaphor intended. So I stopped and strained to see anything, but my friend moved up her angle and was better, and she saw eyes like saucers resembling barn owls, but on a human scale head.
Ew.
With an arm roughly 3.5 feet long, and it was stretched toward her as it eyed us.
Ew, ghost.
We numbered six, me, my best friend, the ex-military buddy, and our three girlfriends. And it's a good thing, too, because it's still the only reason I can think of why it would get within 5 feet of my friend, make eye contact, and then silently retreat. The only way I managed to identify was hearing stories and lore of these things, being the flesh pedestrian owl-like cousins. I'd never heard flesh pedestrian.
Yeah, I was like, and did now you it's, work that into something?
And now all of a sudden it's come up twice recently.
Wow. Better than flesh peddlers or whatever you called it on that Instagram video. Sleep with the lights on, man. Episode 13. Check it out. Christian's a pervert.
Come at me, bro. Any comments on such a large owl looking at people? Rub my large head. Ooh, that one would work.
That one would work.
I think it's an alien in this case.
Saucer eyes, big ass head.
Humanoid.
Yeah, creepy nonetheless. You gross, as my son would put it.
When I was looking up info for this episode, people were bringing up the movie The Fourth Kind.
It's been a really long time since I've seen that.
Yeah, I can't remember owls, but I've heard that about that movie before.
It's
I
like think screen memory type shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So also, Fourth Kind is a fictional story, even though it feels true. And that is not Juneau, Alaska that you see in that movie.
It's probably Los Angeles.
It's probably Canada. It's cheaper to film
in Washington.
There. It's cheaper to film in Canada and Iceland than it is in Alaska.
Yeah, we're kind of special out here, you know?
Yeah. Okay, this next story comes from Patron of the Inhuman, or Patron of the Inhuman. I don't know why it's spelled the same, but...
I mean, sure.
You know, it's early in the morning. Let's talk about Patron. I remember about 2 years ago, my sister and my mom saw an owl in my neighbor's tree one evening, and it freaked them the fuck out to the point where my mother and I had to leave our house to keep my sister company at hers because they were so afraid something terrible would happen if we stuck around. There's a saying in my culture that says, first off, it says Christian's going to struggle with the pronunciation, so be ready. Cuando el bujo canta... El Indio Mohere, which roughly, if you speak the language and understand anything I said, I probably said it all wrong, but it roughly
translates to
my large head. No, but it's close. When the owl sings, the Mexican die.
Wow.
Which is most likely the reason for their behavior. I wasn't freaking like they were, but I did feel uneasy seeing it in that tree. Then this weird feeling comes over me like when you feel like you're being watched. But yeah, the owl's watching you.
Yeah, that's how it works, literally. It has eyes that watch things. You're a thing that it's watching with its eyes, man. Come on, put the pieces together.
And it can, and its head can swivel pretty far around, so it has no problem keeping an eye on you.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to move,
just creeps you out like it's judging you. It's kind of like a cat in that way. It just looks at you and you feel judged.
Hey, who amongst us, you know?
I think we're going to stay kind of in the same region of the world because this next story comes from That Connexian. Maybe they're Canadian and Mexican mixed.
Sounds like it.
Well, there's Moloch, the owl god.
Yeah. I mean, I was just listening to something about Moloch.
Who's actually a bull, but an owl god somehow.
Hey, man, these things happen, you know?
It's rumored the elite sacrifice children via fire to Moloch or Moloch. And this comes from the Canaanites, who had an agenda at the time to say these people were bad.
Let's park your agendas while we read the stories.
Let's
huh?
just say it's not...
Here we go. Here we go, folks.
It's not a narrator that we can totally trust because of the time period. And we also only have fragments of a lot of that information.
Yeah. Well, for the record, it's a narrator that I fully trust. So
either way, I am wrong. Moloch is pretty brutal. There's tons of conspiracies about him and is even referenced in the Bible. Now, it's Leviticus 21. I don't know for sure.
Leviticus is such a fun read if anyone wants to give that a go.
Challenge accepted. I'll report back.
It is not a fun read.
In Abrahamic religions, he's considered as the false god of fertility and power. And this comes from 1 Kings 11:6.
And if you guys want a real fun rabbit hole to go down, Isaac Cappy and the leaked Clinton emails, she mentions sacrificing a chicken to Moloch in her backyard.
It's so stupid. Oh, that's so stupid.
I know. But I was going down such a weird rabbit hole recently that I thought, I was like, the world is already weird. I'm like, would this even be that much stranger than what I even believe right now?
Let me ask you, did this rabbit hole end in Bohemian Grove?
No.
Surprisingly.
Nope, I was just looking at Isaac Cappy.
So anyway, this person says, a lot of it was religious slander.
Yes, of course. Church magic.
Yes. I could write paragraph after paragraph about it, but I feel that's a tangent. We leave that to Scott. And going back to Athena, this person says, the Greek goddess of wisdom had an owl on her shoulder who was literally the incarnation of wisdom. The owl would whisper the truth of the world to her, and then Athena would translate to mortals. Lilith, my favorite demon from Abrahamic mythology, also had an owl just like this. Strange. Ooh. Speaking of the Greeks, Hecate, I believe that's how you say it, also had an owl companion. Hecate was the Greek goddess of witchcraft, magic, and necromancy. Yeah, the moon and the night. Her owl represented the crossroads in life, where you make pivotal choices in life that can alter your fate. Sometimes when you go to the crossroads to sell your soul, if you're Robert Johnson.
Or many other people throughout history, yes.
That allegedly sold their souls, but were just not nice people. In the Celtic mythology, I should not have included this because this word is going to be impossible.
Hey, good luck. Come at me, bro.
In the Celtic mythology, the Coelic Oedich.
Okay.
Also known as the Crone of the Night. It's an old hag who's the goddess of death.
Ew, gross.
There's a lot of people throughout history with their owl beliefs.
Interesting correlation between a lot of stuff, especially like the wisdom aspect of it. It is weird that you get wisdom, but you also get like these omens of death and stuff like that. And so it's like both sides of or extreme opposites of each other. One is like, oh, yes, wise. And the other is, well, you're about to die. So
I remember one time an owl scared the crap out of me because they're pretty silent when they fly. That's how they're able to sneak up on their prey. And I remember I was out walking in the desert with a girlfriend and her kids at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like right at the end of the daylight. So it was getting kind of dark. I hear this screech and look up and there's an owl above me. And I didn't hear it coming or anything until that screech scared the crap out of me.
Did it land on your head?
No, it just kept flying by. I don't know why it screeched at me. Maybe as the lore goes, maybe I was going to experience a death. I don't remember if anybody died around that time.
Or maybe he was calling you a whore for once. He's like, hey, check this out.
It doesn't
feel very good, does it?
Yeah. And as it flew away, I was like, I'd never called you a whore. The next story, Maury 420. And this one is not like the Billy Idol song, Eyes Without a Face, because this one is
Eyes with a Face.
Owl with a human face.
That is Lala Chusa, and that does not sound fun.
This was maybe 5 years ago, and to this day, it gives me the creeps. I was with my buddy on our way to a friend's house to catch a UFC fight. We had stopped at the store for a case of beer, and on the way to my friend's house, we missed the turn. Luckily, that neighborhood, all of the streets are sort of connected. So instead of doing a U-turn, I just told my buddy, just catch the next turn and do a full circle so we can turn around like that. We start slowing down and I'm looking at a scratch off to see if I won when my buddy goes, look, someone's husky is just sitting in the middle of the road. I look up and I'm like, nah, man,
that's
way
owl
too
with
big.
A human face.
Yeah, that's way too big to be a husky. So I told him to switch to his high beams. Now I have the song. Owl with a human face, but in Billy Idol's voice.
In the Midnight Hour, no less?
That's a different song.
Well, it's still on topic.
That's Rebel Yell. As soon as he did whatever it was, did not like it. So like I said, my friend's truck is sitting on big wheels, and this thing still looked huge, and it was maybe less than 10 feet away from us. When the light hit it, it turned its head, and when I say we saw a human face on this thing, I mean, we could make out eyes, nose, mouth, everything. Then it literally just spread these big-ass wings and took flight. No noise from the wings or nothing, which I don't know how he would hear the noise from the owl if he's in the truck.
Yeah.
We literally had to pull over to the side of the road to kind of just evaluate what the hell we saw. Also bad because you don't pull over to the side of the road at the scene of the crime because that demon or witch or Lala Chusa may get you.
Yeah, what a weird choice. Like, hey, didn't we just see something unnatural on this? Park right here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about this owl with the human face.
Let's get out. Do you hear any whooshing above our heads? Is someone calling us a fucking whore up there? Do you hear that?
Like I said, you won't hear a whooshing with an owl, though. Because their feathers on their wings silence their flight pretty well. But anyway, after they had their little discussion at the scene of the crime with Lala Chusa looking on, they got to their friend's house and nobody believed them.
Wouldn't that just be the worst?
I mean, that's typical. And you got the alcohol, you're going to a UFC fight, and you show up saying, we saw a big giant owl with a human face.
So anyway, about this fight. Yeah, but I'm very much used to that. I mean, growing up, nobody believed when I would say things. Like my best friend, even Ethan, like when he was here talking about Hollow Earth with us that time, like every single time I'd tell him something, he'd be like, man, that was a really weird dream. I'm like, it wasn't a dream, man. I was wide awake, but it's fine. Nobody believes me anyway. And that's why I have trust issues. Ah, yes, something to bring up with my therapist later in time. Isn't that nice?
All because of Ethan.
Yeah, way to go, Ethan. What the hell, dude? Thought we were homies.
He was looking out for your sanity. Some people just don't believe in this stuff. I don't know what it is, man. Like we said last week, the lack of real evidence. But anyway.
I am wrong. 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 I am wrong.
Let's move on.
Yes, of course. Church magic.
Yes. Let's move on to an explosion.
Oh, yeah.
There's some weirdness with owls, man. I have a story for you that's more paranormal than UFO related. So my cousin was killed in 2017 from a hit and run on the East Coast late at night, like 10 p.m. The morning after it happened, mind you, nobody in our family knew this happened yet. Another cousin of mine, who is doing a stretch as a teacher on an Indian res in New Mexico, is interrupted by her groups of kids all pointing and getting excited while playing outside during recess. A white owl flies overhead and swoops off as quickly as it came. She asked why they care, and they said in their culture, the presence of a white owl in broad daylight is a sign that someone important to someone in the area has died. And of course, later that day, she, along with the rest of us, are informed of my cousin's passing. They said white owls never come around during the day like that.
Interesting timing, no doubt.
Yeah, but also an interesting connection. It could just be
an owl flying overhead. Sure.
Yeah, and we have to create a pattern, which I can't remember the fancy word for that right now, but
bullshit. Yeah,
that's why we have to create a pattern to explain our bullshit.
Yes, of course.
That is unexplainable because we're seeing something that shouldn't exist. In this case, they just saw an owl.
We've been there.
Because all the kids were raised with these, like, probably laws, Chusa, they instantly felt like somebody in that playground was going to have somebody die. And later in that day, they did.
Coincidence? Well, it seems like you got it all figured out, Christian. Yeah,
coincidence? I think so, too.
Yeah.
Glad we're in agreement.
Yes, of course. Agreement magic.
So this next story doesn't have a name because it was deleted, but white owls, Lakota beliefs, and my father is what I called it. I'm born and raised out of a Cheyenne River reservation in South Dakota. I moved off the reservation when I was 4 years old, but was right next to Standing Rock Reservation where I stayed until I left for college. That story sounds a lot like our Skinwalker story.
Yeah.
Growing up in the native culture in the area, I had always heard stories of slender man, men, ghost stories, and omens related to white owls. Where I'm from, white owls represent an omen of death and passing of a loved one. Anyway, it was my senior year in high school and I had just turned 18. A week later, a friend and I were returning from his stepdad's house in the country after having some deer sausage and biscuits.
Ooh, yeah.
The sun was setting on the hills and the sky was this mix of pink, orange, and blue. Beautiful sunsets in South Dakota. But anyone can say that about their hometown or state. Not anyone, but
we can for sure.
Yeah.
There were some really nice sunrises and sunsets.
That is true. A few miles out of town, my friend and I were listening to Kendrick Lamar's Swimming Pools as we were driving. Suddenly, this large white bird came flying across our windshield right to left. Catching my eye, I stayed on it until it perched on a tree. Lo and behold, it was an owl. It's hard to describe the feeling that I had at the moment, but it wasn't one of fear. It was kind of a feeling of awareness and acceptance.
Come at me, bro.
The connection in this sense, here's my backstory. My father was a successful teacher and coach and loved by all. Known for his kind and gentle heart, he strived to make the reservation, his home, a better place. He was a large man and eventually developed diabetes. He ended up losing his legs.
Did you just say diabetes?
Diabetes.
Okay.
Diabetes.
I was going to say, are we shouting out Wilford Brimley on this podcast now?
He's dead.
Diabetes. No doubt.
He ended up losing his legs, a few fingers, and eventually his kidneys, and was forced to go on dialysis to help him live. The average lifespan for a dialysis patient, I think, is 5 years. By this time, he had already lived a dedicated and stubborn 2 years past that base, never missing the dialysis that picked him up in the early week morning, 3 days a week. The months leading up to this white owl incident, I had taken several official visits to colleges for track and field, where I was able to wheelchair my dad around and show him the training facilities and campus. Nice legs, bro. They're a little withered. Oh, wait. Didn't he lose them? I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize for my bad humor.
First and foremost, I said nice legs, bro, about the guy running track. Okay, you said nice legs, bro, about the guy without legs in a wheelchair. One of us is wrong.
One of us is a bad person.
That was a little demonic.
My mom warned me to take these moments in with love because she felt that we were nearing the last moments for my dad. My dad wasn't a sentimental character, but before warm-ups for a basketball game, he told me he was proud of me, that I could accomplish anything that I wanted to, etc. It was odd, but I loved it. A softy and very loving, and although he was kind in general, those attributes, time, and energy were typically given to those outside of the family. So it was really nice to hear. Now back to the white owl. I looked over at my friend and said, bro, you saw that, right? Come at me, bro. And he said, shit, yeah, man. You know what that means, right? I'll be there for you, brother, as long as you're there for me. He finished it with, of course, dude, love you. Bro, it's popping. We turned the music back up and proceeded with our night. Thinking nothing of it, I went home and relaxed, watched some TV, and went to bed. My dad stayed isolated in his room most days, and we accepted that as a family. Going back, I wish we all connected more as a family, but we had plenty of good memories, so I'm grateful for that. The next morning at 9:17 during my PE class, I got called in the office. On the phone, my mom had called and said that dad missed his van and must have overslept. Immediately, I knew. I didn't live far from the school, so I decided to just jog back to the house, track and field, nice legs, bro. Yeah, and check on him. I opened the house door and yelled, time to wake your ass up, pops. Respect, man, respect. Jokingly, but obviously serious because he needed to get to his dialysis appointment. I opened the door to his room, and this is a feeling I will never forget. Immediate peace and calmness enveloped me. It was freezing in the room, literally freezing. The town TV station, Channel 4, was on, playing Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
Righteous.
Our shared favorite song. I walked over to the side of the bed, and he was so calm and peaceful, hands resting on his sternum, blanket pulled just below his hands, prosthetic sexy legs to my right. I added the
nice
sex.
Legs, bro.
Yeah, I added that. Sorry.
Trying to make up for earlier.
It looked like he was going to jump scare me, something he found comedic. I started saying, Pops, wake up, in a whisper as I touched his arm. It was cold, colder than usual, and stiff. I had just learned about rigor mortis in school a couple weeks beforehand, and I made the realization that my dad wasn't there anymore. I cried and bawled and called my mom and sister. But in all of this, I knew he was finally at peace. No more major muscle cramps that brought him to tears. No more energy-draining dialysis, no more depression and sadness. It was peace, quiet and true peace. The white owl has shown his face, and I listened. I accepted. I grew up in the church and had a few instances growing up where I believe a higher being or a spiritual connection between all of us had shown its face. But this moment was my breakthrough moment.
Yes, of course, church magic. So he's clearly wrong about that, but outside of all that, son.
What's he wrong about, the church?
Yeah, just being raised in a church and all that stupid nonsense, you know?
I mean, yeah, who does
all
that?
All that bullshit that doesn't exist and has no, you know, defining character, building qualities, anything like that. It's,
I don't know what you're talking about, but this owl killed his dad.
That does happen.
I mean, it sounds like owls kill a lot of people.
Yeah. Owls are, well, they're a little demonic.
Feeding little cute Stuart Little to its little hairless owlets.
Okay.
As they rip its limbs. I could get on board with that. Yeah. All right. Nighthawk MF, but cock. What?
When you say Nighthawk, you know, I like to rhyme. My mind, it finds patterns, right, Christian?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, that was. So, Nighthawk MF says, they can also mean new beginnings or new enlightenment. My fiance and I, well, we're going to go out on a little bit of a positive note here. Not so spooky. My fiance and I tried for years to have a baby. Multiple miscarriages and sadness that comes with them hurt us. Okay, maybe not a happy story.
Wow, Christian, interesting choice of words you use there.
Yeah, we were falling apart. We tried one more time at around 16 weeks, the time every other miscarriage happened, four in total. We were driving to Seaside, Oregon from Portland, and an owl that I saw on a tree next to the highway looked right at us and dove straight into the grill of the truck. I was driving 65 miles per hour. Oh yeah, very happy story again.
Wow. Doesn't everyone feel great?
Yeah. We arrived and I checked the grill.
And there was a baby.
And there was an owl inside it, almost dead, but not quite. I took it out and laid it in my fiance's hands together. It looked us in the eye and died. We felt so horrible, but it wasn't our fault. We had a ceremony of sorts, which included burning its body and buried it on the beach. I'm not sure. I mean,
That's a lot of extra steps.
Is that what the owl's next of kin wanted? Maybe they just wanted a simple burial.
The owl's family's watching like, what are you doing to dad?
Yeah.
Rub my large dad.
I was waiting for more. We kept the two feathers that fell off as it died. I looked up how fucked by the universe we were, and all I found was good things, protection, a new beginning, and fresh start. A deeper connection to spirituality. All of these things I Googled about owls and accidentally killing one, etc. We aren't religious, but prayed for this baby to make it. This baby stuck, was perfectly healthy, and is now a brilliant and beautiful ball of light at 7 years old. He's the greatest kid ever.
That's
no,
my simply grand, not true.
My
yeah.
grandson is the greatest kid ever.
This baby is.
Ew, gross.
I don't care how miraculous this baby is. It's gross.
Yeah. He is the greatest kid ever and is full of love and empathy and has this natural enlightenment that is easy to tell in a seven-year-old.
Yes.
We split at one-year-old, but co-parent amazingly, and I still think about that owl almost daily. We lived together until he was three on the same property in separate houses, and there was this massive owl that would sit in the tree next to the house his mom was in.
Yeah, it's the family of the owl they killed, like, yep. Biding its time.
Yeah, we will have vengeance. So, and this, it was in the tree next to the room when he slept with her. And the nights he was with me, the owl perched on the awning over my front door. Interesting. Every single night this happened. She still lives there, but the owl stopped coming around last year. If they intentionally cross your path or enter your life, it can mean good things. Probably heavily depends on the circumstances. I don't think the owl had much to do with our baby finally arriving, but I think the experience filled us with hope that we had lost and changed our mindset.
And then we decided to call it quits 1 year later.
Yeah, it meant something for sure. The owl at the house, probably a coincidence. I believe in this stuff a little bit because I've had inexplicable stuff following me around my entire life, but not sure I'm all in on the randomness of an owl committing seppuku into my truck as any more than a wake-up call.
Yeah, so not really the wholesome story I was looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as like your usual stories, maybe a little more wholesome than most, but pretty true. Messed up.
I guess my interpretation of wholesome is a little different.
Vastly different, yes. Do you have a little short one that you can finish up on? So a nice little palate cleanser from that, because I'd feel very bad if we sent people home on that story.
Okay, this one's from Icy Paleontologist 97.
Okay.
Okay, I once saw a four foot tall owl. It was on the staircase balcony leading up to my third floor condo. My husband was with me and saw it too, just the silhouette against the building lights. I was maybe 15 yards away. It looked at us for some moments and then flew away. But I don't exactly remember the flying away part. This was years before I was abducted or believed in the phenomenon. Now I'm wondering, screen memory of some type?
I mean, from the top of that railing to the ceiling is 4 feet. That's a big ass owl.
Yeah.
That's a gigantic owl.
I've seen some big owls, but never 4 feet.
I can see 2 feet, maybe 2.5. 4 foot owl, that is way too large.
I have another one that's related that's short.
Go for it.
From Two Turtle Fucks, or it might be Fuchs. F-U.
Two Turtle Fucks?
Yeah. F-U-K-S. It's Fucks. We know it.
Ew, gross.
I also saw a giant fucking owl once, late at night, sitting on top of a stop sign in the middle of a small town. It was down the street from my house.
Classic.
Made the stop sign look small. weird part is I wasn't freaked out, but was in awe of its size at the time. It literally just turned and looked down at me. Weird part is I don't recall it flying away, and I think I drove home and went to sleep.
Wow.
Recalling the size freaks me out.
But it didn't in the moment.
And the fact that I didn't take a picture or something bothers him too. You didn't take a picture because it was an alien in its little incognito suit looking like a giant owl.
Is my stop sign owl an alien?
Sometimes these alien owls run into the English praying mantis alien, and then war ensues, and it's an intergalactic war that will eventually come to the shores of Earth. I just made all that up, but either way.
Well, clearly, yes.
Big fucking owls is scary.
How, stop signs are what, 24 inches?
I don't know, man. I've never measured. It's like 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall.
I think they're around 24. That's like the other one, man.
Yeah.
If it made the stop sign look small, that is a gigantic owl.
Yeah.
Oof, man.
Now we know where all the puppies and the kittens went in that neighborhood. Into the belly of the beast.
Trafficking. Oh, what? Oh. Yeah, sure. Weird. I don't know, man. You put all this looking into owls and whatnot. How do you feel about this? You just think they're animals?
And they have a long history of being fascinating to humans for one reason or another. Mostly, there's omens and death attached to them.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, the screen memory angle?
I find that fascinating. I think we've heard about it, like I said, in the Mothman prophecies, the fourth kind. So it's in the movies. I feel like Whitley Strieber, when he wrote about his abductions, I thought there were owls in that too. Hmm. I mean, maybe owls just live in the areas that these people experience abductions. So they make a connection that's not really there, but owls are a little creepy looking in certain instances, the way they move their head.
They look really creepy without their feathers, man. That's when you're like, ugh.
That's more scary.
You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Why?
That's definitely a demon.
Rub your small head.
You know what they kind of remind me of? Mm. A haggard old witch. So maybe it's just the ones without feathers are naked witch owls.
Got yourself a bruja.
Is that German?
No.
I don't know. I find that interesting. We didn't have many stories about that, but we've heard it a lot.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of owl material, so we may circle back to this at some point and go get a little deeper.
Yeah, I think maybe we save some of those for YouTube.
Yeah,
we do sure. Some extended video play.
I have a lot of different, we went through a few regions of the world and their beliefs, but I have a lot more. So yeah. We'll come back to it. I would say for our listeners, if there's something specific they want us to look into about owls when we get to the videos,
yeah,
let us know.
And don't say the Tootsie Pop thing because I already covered that earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you know the exact amount of licks.
It's actually 2,200. I would like 15.
I would like a link to the peer reviewed paper that
you think there's
shows
peers
the word.
On this.
There's probably a peer reviewed paper because some future scientist that just happened to be a stoner when he first got into college wrote a paper and
classic.
It's about that part you'll find on our Strange Highness episode. If you provide the links, and we can prove this guy was a stoner, but either way, let us know what you want to know about owls. Tell us what you've heard because different cultures have so many stories. We may find a couple we didn't even know about.
And there's ironically a lot of correlation between each culture, which is always fascinating.
Because they all came from the same place originally.
Yeah. So there's like small changes and shifts in the beliefs and stuff like that. But for the most part, you're like, I think everyone believes the same things about these things, you know?
You know what? This kind of reminds me of the never whistle at night type of thing where it's like general knowledge, but it's kind of beneath the surface and not talked about much. So we don't really know it's general knowledge until we do an episode like this or see some of the literature written about the subject.
Yeah. It really do be like that.
What if, and this has been a theory of some skeptics.
Uh-oh.
When it comes to like alien abductions and seeing aliens out in the world, some of them might be owls. They fit the description a little bit.
When you say a little bit, do you mean 1 to 2%?
I mean, like in a situation where you're walking around the corner out in the forest and you see a big owl and maybe it flies off before you, or it scares the crap out of you so much. When you look back, maybe it looks more like an owl then, but when you first see it, it could look like a human, could be related, or just a smart move by aliens. I mean, that's one of the more brilliant ones. If you're going to be observing us humans or in abducting them, turn into something that looks familiar to us, so we're not quite as triggered and we don't fight as hard during the probing.
Oh, yeah.
Because Moloch, the great demon owl.
Yes, of course, demon magic.
That supposedly was a bull, but somehow an owl told us this. I don't know what I just said, but either way.
Hey, nobody does.
When I came across the owl stuff, I was like, I have heard about owls
for many a year.
Yeah, especially in researching different things, they keep popping up here and there. I'm like, let's just throw something together. And I got a lot of info.
Isn't it weird that some people, they see these types of things and they don't ever get that weird feeling, but some people get that, oh, I feel like I'm being watched or whatever when they see it. Well, actually, was it the Skinwalker episode we did? When the guy was talking about entities that like enter the spiritual plane to spy on us. Like it's like almost like a outside of our world. They step into this realm where they can still watch us and watch everything we do, but not be seen or whatever.
That makes more sense than them showing up. That could also explain like shadow people who, or like some of the ghost things we've talked about before. I remember the one where the ghost and the person observing the ghost startled each other.
Yeah.
Like one was looking in from another dimension.
Yeah. Do you think spirits can inhabit animals? I mean, I know everyone points to like, there's that reference in the Bible or whatever, like the demonic possessed people and Jesus sent them into a group of pigs and was like, go on your way. Well, they asked to be sent into the pigs, but I've always thought about that. Like you see weird shit. We even talked about it last week with the cat that does the perimeter walk around, right. You know, like, so I'm like, I don't know. It's always such a fascinating thing. Like there's sometimes you see animals, you get like a weird feeling, like you feel like you're being watched or there's something off, but sometimes you see it and you're like, oh, it's just a normal cat, or that's just an owl, or that's just this. Like, is it possible that we're tapping into an unseen realm of sorts and just getting a vibe off of something that is maybe a gut instinct, or it's maybe something telling us like, hey, keep your eyes out, you know?
I think it's possible. Like one thing that kind of, you know, even though I tend to be skeptical, the one thing, and this may sound dumb, but convinces me there's something else going on in this world that maybe is not able to be physically measured yet. That thing where you're out in public and you just feel like someone's watching, and you turn around and look behind you and someone's looking at you.
Yeah, some random person is just locking eyes with
you. Yeah, and they're maybe not being creepy, but you felt it. You know, it's not like you saw it out of the corner of your eye and just, you know, your brain interpreted somebody's looking at you. This was behind you.
It is really weird.
You feel it. And we've all experienced this.
So many times that you can't even keep track of it. Yeah, right. It's such a frequent thing that, like, it's gotten to the point, sometimes I don't even look anymore. I'm just like, I feel like someone's watching me. If I'm in, like, the market or something like that, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, who cares?
Yeah, it's just, so there's something there that's connecting to the person being observed.
Yeah.
So
that's such a fascinating thing. Yeah, it is kind of, it's really wild.
But also there's actual scientific experiments about the changes in the world when we are observing it as opposed to when we're not observing it.
I'm telling you, man, the world is a crazy place.
Like maybe you and I live in our own world and every once in a while we inhabit the same space, but it's a completely different world. Maybe you don't exist. Maybe I don't exist. Maybe we're just productions.
Where are we? Christian, what happened? It's all dark.
I know where I'm at. When I was a little baby, gigantic 4-foot owl swooped in and I've been in its nest.
Wow.
Just bones.
Matrix style. Wow.
3 years.
Well,
here I go again.
Well, that was a little dark. cool. So anyway, to liven things up,
I guess we should also say, what animal do you want us to do this kind of thing on again? Because there's a lot of animals in this world that have connections to the paranormal.
Crabs. Oh, weird. Anyway. Yeah, sound off, guys. Let us know what you think, what you want. your desires, unhealthy or healthy. We want to hear them all. Just kidding.
Don't do that.
That's a little demonic. I really don't know what's dropping next week, but we're going to figure it out in 7 days' time. I promise you, folks, be sure to rate and review the show wherever you're at. It honestly does help us out. If you're on YouTube, comment, like the video, subscribe. Folks, we are working very hard on getting new shows out, but our schedule right now is a little hectic. So we're trying to get ahead with the episodes and all that so we can focus on bringing Strange Highness into the realm. And also working in New Sleep with the Lights On. And we've got actually like 3 or 4 shows that we really want to get off the ground. It's just going to take some time. So you can help us. You can inspire us just a little bit more by subscribing, liking the videos, keep that algorithm pumping along. You know what I mean?
Check out the merch store.
Check out the merch store at thefreakydeaky.com, where you can also submit your own stories of the paranormal to the gang at thefreakydeaky.com, or leave us a voicemail at 801-997-0051 and we will get back to you, or share it on a listener stories episode, which is probably going to come around the bend here again in the near future. But for the meantime, folks, we'll see you right back here on the Frinkity Dinkity. Goodbye.
Peace. Nobody likes peace.